Welcome. I'm here to guide you on a voyage of discovery of Comacchio, capital of the Po Delta. The town of Comacchio is a very special and unique place, as well as a lovely one, and I think you'll fall in love with it too, just as I have. All you need to do is listen to me and have a look at the places I describe. I'll be giving you historical information, of course, but I also want to introduce you to some of the past and present inhabitants, their way of life, and tell you some interesting things about some of its streets and buildings. I want you to see Comacchio as a friend, the kind of friend you just have to visit from time to time, just because it's so good to do so. One recommendation: the distances are sometimes quite short, so enjoy taking your time. Walk slowly, don't be in a hurry. I promise you, it will be an unforgettable experience. Right now, you should find yourself by the Tre Ponti, the architectural symbol of Comacchio, which was constructed in the first half of the 17th century on the orders of Cardinal Pallotta, and planned by Luca Danese from Ravenna. This very original, one-of-a-kind structure was designed to link the complex network of canals in the city to the canal that led to the sea. It's lovely, but we're not going to stop just yet. It's the symbolic entrance to Comacchio, so climb the stairs and let's go. Carry on walking while I'm talking, until you've crossed the bridge and reached the right-hand side of Via della Peschiera. Stop there and wait for this track to finish before continuing. Life here today runs along calmly. The air is perfumed by the sea, and tourism is an important part of the local economy. But in the past, the two main activities here were fishing, in the lagoons or in the sea, and salt production. Both lines of work that only those of a very determined temperament could put up with. Everyday life was hard, and there was always some danger hanging over them. The founding of Comacchio was a very long time ago. History says the community was gathered on 13 islands, emerging from the lagoon zone of the Po River Delta. But if it's to the river that Comacchio owes its origin, it's to the sea and the wetlands surrounding that it owes its survival.